Radio 640 WGST. Each week at this time, a little bit after 1 o'clock, we get to visit with Rick Limpert, who you can follow on Twitter. His handle is Rick Roswell. And Rick, we are keeping an eye on the school that is having the incredible season. And of course, we're just parodying. There is no Limpert Tech, but in our minds, there is. And they're 6-0 coming off a bye week last week and then a big game this week playing another 6-0 team, the only other 6-0 team in the state. Let's hope for good things for Limpert Tech.
Yeah, and we're on the road, so hostile environment. It's going to be tough, Sully. But if we can pull this one out, we're maybe heading to the playoffs.
All kidding aside, Rick Limpert joins us every week at this time to talk a little technology. And before we get started with our conversation, Rick, fill us in on what you've been doing this week. Big event down there in the middle part of the state.
Yeah, every year I'm the media coordinator for one of the biggest pro tennis tournaments for women in the Southeast, the Tennis Classic of Macon. This is, if you're a baseball fan, this is kind of similar to AAA baseball. You have some established pros and you have some young people coming up. People ranked 100 to like 400 in the world are playing here in Macon all week, and we've been dodging the rain a little bit. But yeah, fun tennis tournaments. Macon's a good tennis town. We even get people from Atlanta coming down here to watch the tennis, so it's been a good week.
I know it's a passion of yours, and they couldn't have a better person working alongside for the Tennis Classic of Macon. Let's hope that they get good weather to wrap up the event. And part of the action taking place there at the Tennis Center at Mercer University. I know they have great facilities down there. Well, Rick, let's talk a little bit about Halloween and how technology, gadgets, apps can factor into our celebrations that'll be going on this weekend. And we'll remind everybody, of course, slow down on the drive home tonight. And the same thing the rest of the weekend. The little ghosts and goblins will be out there, and we need to look out for them because they're not always going to be looking out for us. One of the ways that we can see better is with an iHandy flashlight app.
Yeah, this is important. We all take our cell phones with us, smartphones with us, when we're going out trick-or-treating or Halloween party. So these are some apps we can keep on our phone. The iHandy flashlight app, this is great to have on your kid's phone. It gives a bright flashlight so kids can see in the dark. And most of the Halloween activities take place in the dark. So having this flashlight app is very great to have. And yes, I also have some options with it, too. You can adjust the light. You can make a little strobe out of it so you can have some fun with it while being safe.
And be safe as you download these apps. There has been, over the last couple of years, news about various flashlight apps that if you download them, just make sure the reviews are correct and good, and make sure that it's a high-rated app in the App Store before you download it. Want to make sure you're downloading good stuff, not bad stuff.
Good advice, all. You've been listening to me, haven't you?
Absolutely. Talk about this Red Panic Button app. What is this?
Here's an app that's good to have, but we hope we don't have to use it. This puts a Red Panic Button app on your kids or on your own phone, and by hitting one button within this app, a big Red Panic Button, that's what it looks like, it'll send out an emergency text message with your coordinates to family members or whoever you set up on the app, and it'll also show Google Maps where you are, where the distress signal is coming from. So an app that's good to have, but you hope you don't have to use it.
Let's talk as we continue our conversation with Rick Limpert. AT&T's Family Map. Families would be interested in this if you want to keep track of the kids.
Yeah, this is an app you can keep track of either on your smartphone or PC. So you'll have this AT&T Family Map loaded on your child's phone, and it lets you track the location of them, lets you see in real time where they currently maybe are trick-or-treating or where they're at for a party, so you can keep track of them on Halloween. Because as you mentioned, Sully, it's a dangerous night out there. You got to be careful of drivers and lots of things.
Yeah, lots of things. And just know, too, the government is always looking over our shoulder as well. They always know where everybody is, too. So if you have any questions, just call the NSA. They definitely know.
They're too busy monitoring fantasy football, Sully.
Indeed. Life 360 is a free app that allows users to do what exactly?
Set up groups or set up, your whole family on one app. So you can converse with people through a group. You can check and see where everyone in that group currently is with the GPS features. And you can even set boundary limits. So this is something parents could do. Yeah, it's something you can kind of do for your dog. But I guess you could do it for your kid as well. So if they wander out of the subdivision, it will send you an alert letting you know that they've crossed out of the boundary you had set up for them.
We are all in favor of healthy boundaries here at 640 WGST, not only geographically, but in our relationships as well. Life 360, a good app. How is Amazon celebrating Halloween?
Yes, a scary good deal from Amazon here. This doesn't happen all the time. But if you download the Amazon App Store app and go into that, it will. They have a deal right now. You get about $70 worth of Android apps that normally would cost you. You get them for free, courtesy of Amazon. So things like LinkedIn Pro, Runtastic Pro, an antivirus program, even the Lego Star Wars game. So these are apps that would cost $1 to $5 through Halloween. You get them for free when you download the Amazon App Store app.
Side note on Star Wars, it's interesting that the trailer 2 weeks ago on Monday Night Football, the countdown now to the movie coming out, there's a lot of hype about this. How is this going to be harnessed technologically and smartphone and social media-wise? Do you see any signs that Star Wars is going to get out ahead of the curve and make this a real social and mobile event?
I think so. I'm curious to see this too, Sully, because the Star Wars fans are the people that are really into technology and really into apps. So I'm really curious to see what happens. I'm sure it's going to be overload once the movie comes in, probably the whole month of December. I know there were millions of people that didn't care at all about that Monday Night Football game. They just wanted to see the trailer, and they tuned in to see that. So it's this is the first Star Wars movie coming out when really the internet and apps are active. So it's going to be crazy to see how this happens, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it.
And like you said, Star Wars people really are in that tech world, a bunch of them. So it'll be interesting to watch. Continuing and wrapping up our conversation with Rick Limpert. Again, we do it every week a little bit after 1 o'clock. You can follow Rick on Twitter. His handle, Rick Roswell, online, ricklimpert.info. What's happening on Facebook right now?
Well, nothing really other than the normal Facebook, but I thought this would be kind of cool for Halloween. So having your youngsters check in at different houses where maybe they go trick-or-treating or different parties. So not only would a lot of parents track and see where their kids are or where they've been, but maybe you can play a little game, who can hit the most houses or who can crash the most Halloween parties by checking in on Facebook. I thought that might be, for me, a guy who's not going to have any Halloween parties this year, that would be some fun for me to watch because I'll be stuck in a hotel room here in Macon writing tennis press release.
Well, let's just encourage everybody once again, please slow down as you're driving around this evening and the rest of the weekend as well, and keep your kids extra safe. And it's not just the candy that could be spoiled. There's some other stuff out there potentially lurking in the shadows, a sad reality. So just keep the kids extra safe this weekend. And thank you, as always, Rick, for joining us. Rick joining us from Macon for that big tennis event down there. And he is on with us every week a little bit after 1 o'clock. Be sure to check out Rick's new sports travel book. It's called The Fam Trip Field Guide. Get it in the Kindle store on Amazon.com. Also in paperback at thebookpatch.com. Rick, what's up for the weekend aside from the big football?
Well, tennis for me, running a tournament down here. Just another word of warning. It's, Halloween's a big holiday where they're going to be out watching for drinkers and drivers. So, use Atlanta's taxi cab services or other car services to get home, especially with Halloween being on a Saturday night.
Really good advice, as always. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, all. Talk to you next week.
All right, your undivided attention now as we throw it over and get cooking with Paula Deen.